What is the most precious, the most important, and the most frightening lesson of love? It's to stay away from toxic relationships. And this is the lesson that so many people are struggling to learn. And it's the lesson that is being played out right now in our country before Election Day. Stay tuned to this episode to learn more.
If you've ever been disillusioned, disappointed, or discouraged in your search for love, and you know there has to be a better way to find the healthy, soul-filling love you've always longed for, then you've discovered the podcast for you. I know, as Ken's work personally has led me to find the love of my life. So here's your host of Deeper Dating, Ken Page.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Deeper Dating Podcast. I'm Ken Page. I'm a psychotherapist, author of the best-selling book Deeper Dating, host of this podcast, and the creator of the Deeper Dating Intensive. Today, we're going to talk about the most frighteningly important lesson in love, taught to us by former President Donald Trump and being lived through currently at the moment in our country. What I want to talk about is how we get hypnotized by toxic relationships, how we can break free from that, and the dynamics involved in getting hypnotized like that, which is happening on a national level and has also happened in so many of our personal lives and relationships. But let me just say that if you are interested in the material that I'm talking about here, you can just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com, find transcripts of this and every episode. And if you're interested in this path to deeper intimacy, you can sign up for my mailing list, get a free ebook with the major keys that I teach for finding love, and get lots more resources at the same time and learn lots more about this work. So I hope to see you on my mailing list and get to interact with you in other ways as well. But now let's jump in. This is the first and most urgent lesson of love. Stay away from toxic relationships. No matter how desirable your loved one, no matter how intoxicating the love or the perks, there will be only one outcome, pain, that will gradually sink its hooks into your very core. When we ignore the signs of a toxic partner, we marry misery. And that's precisely what we're at risk of having happen in our country again today. The lesson is the same, whether we're focused on love or our future as a country. It's the same lesson. We've all witnessed it, a friend or loved one ensnared in a toxic relationship. We watch helplessly as they make excuses for their partner's abusive behavior, or they blame themselves. And they just turn a blind eye to the glaring red flags. We've all seen it. Many of us have lived through that ourselves. And it's a heartbreaking spectacle, seeing someone you care about wrapped up and trapped in a cycle of manipulation and harm. The warning signs are all there, but they're ignored. The bad behavior is blatant, but the love is gorgeous, or the sex is transcendent, or the perks are just too seductive. The promise of success in love maybe enthralls us, and we avoid the reality of these troubling, poisonous moments that happen because we've found love and we don't want to give it up. Seeing this happen to someone you care about is simply heartbreaking. But the illusion is so strong. All your entreaties, all your interpretations fail. Romance becomes commitment, and you brace yourself for what's going to come next. So many of us have been there. But what happens when this dynamic unfolds on a national scale? What happens when an entire country becomes entangled in a toxic relationship with its leader? Well, we get to watch the same exact dynamic happen, and hopefully, God willing, we learn from it.
I'll be right back after this.
If you're interested in accelerating and deepening your search for love, I want to invite you to a very special project, the Deeper Dating Intensive. I only offer it twice a year, and it's a six-month journey working closely with me and an amazing community to transform each member's search for love. And you can learn more at deeperdatingintensive.com. And if it feels like a match, on that page you can set up a free one-on-one session with me to explore possibilities. I look forward to connecting if this speaks to you. Welcome back. How many of us have chosen to stay in a toxic relationship? And we witness that on a national scale and on a personal scale. And I'll be jumping back and forth between both so we can learn from both of those experiences. So for example, just looking at Trump's sycophants, who almost always get crushed, humiliated, shamed, and finally abandoned by Trump when it's in his best interest. This is what happens in a toxic relationship. This is what happens in a relationship with a narcissist. And then, once the bond of commitment is made, it becomes infinitely harder to leave. The stakes are raised. The further you get from the ground, the harder it is to jump. How many times do lovers also draw lines in the sand and then erase them as part of the devil's bargain that they've signed up for? So many of us have been there. The day re-election, our country finds itself in that same predicament. We're at risk of committing to a leader who, like a toxic partner, shows a complete lack of empathy, a penchant for dishonesty, and a relentless pursuit of self-interest above the common good, above the relationship. Just looking at an arm's length of ways that this has taken place with Donald Trump, but let's look at the events of January 6th. Our Capitol was invaded. Police officers were murdered, and the very heart of our democracy was under attack. This is what's so fascinating. Republicans who stand by so strongly the rule of law turn a blind eye or make excuses. Republicans so often now are rationalizing this blatant assault on our institutions and our free elections, the heart and soul of democracy. It's just like witnessing the stunning reality of loved ones making excuses for the abuse that's being done to them. Does it make sense? It's a hypnosis. And it's a hypnosis that can hit a country or an individual. How do evangelicals who uphold strong, strong religious principles rabidly support a man who talks about grabbing women by the genitals? How do parents who are so protective of their children rationalize families being torn apart at the border, babies being taken away from their parents, with so little care that the families are separated and lost forever? This is the banality of evil, the self-righteous acceptance of the unacceptable, which is exactly what happens in a codependent relationship with the narcissist. It's an incredible experience to witness somebody who's smart and logical and skilled and empowered to be completely blind and hypnotized, and no amount of sanity or logic will break that spell. My dad, who was a Holocaust survivor, used to tell me that you can't really blame any particular group because any group can be hypnotized through fear, greed, or desperation. What he said was, all you have to do is find a scapegoat and make them less than human, and then people can justify horrific, horrific acts. In a relationship or in a country, narcissistic abuse occurs through verbal abuse, emotional manipulation, and even all-out campaigns of fear, threat, and terror. A narcissist cannot see the deep inherent value in anyone else because they can only see their needs, desires, and perspectives. This is Donald Trump. And this is the hallmark of being trapped in a toxic relationship. And we're witnessing it live with ramifications so horrific and frightening for people of color for the LGBTQ community, for women, for the planet, and for our democracy as a whole. But there is a way out. And hopefully we can take that way out in this upcoming election. A therapist of mine used to say that the best antidote to an old hypnosis or a toxic hypnosis is through a current relationship with a better reality. And that's the choice that we may need to make. The greatest lesson of love is the first lesson of love. Stay away from toxic relationships. Stay away from people who lack integrity. Stay away from narcissists. Stay away from abusers. Stay away from people who trample the rules of basic respect and decency. When we commit to a hard stop, unequivocal no to toxic relationships and people, our lives begin to transform. And I see this again and again in my work as a psychotherapist and in my own life. When you get to the point that you refuse abuse and you say a fierce no and you learn to trust yourself, somehow you find your life and your world changing. There's a sense of empowerment. There's a sense of integration. There's a sense of kind of the clouds of confusion and self-doubt beginning to lift. And then we find ourselves meeting and being drawn to healthier, kinder, more stable people. But it takes a hard, fierce, and fully committed no. My dear friend, Tara Morano, the editor-at-large of Psychology Today, has said very often that there are three C's in finding a partner. And those are character, character, and character. When you choose a partner, or you choose a president who profoundly lacks character, or has a character that turns abusive and narcissistic, you're heading for some kind of doom. It's time for us to open our eyes, to douse the hypnosis, and to face the reality of what's going on. It has to be time to say a fierce and unequivocal no to Donald Trump and MAGA and his minions like DeSantis, who created the anti-woke law, changing school textbooks to prepare new descriptions of the civil rights movement where they don't mention race or they talk about Rosa Parks as someone who was simply asked to move to another seat. It's hard to believe that this can be true, but this has happened again and again with dictatorships, with cults, and in terrible relationships. It's a fact of life that this shocking hypnosis to a charismatic leader or partner could take over our lives or our country. It's time to say yes to compassion for ourselves and no to toxic relationships that harm us, harm our country, and harm our loved ones. We need to recognize that we have been in an abusive relationship with Donald Trump, a relationship where gaslighting has become the norm, where truth is distorted, and where division is sown to keep us disoriented and compliant. It's our job to break the spell of hypnosis that can overtake us so easily and has now overtaken almost half the country. Just like we would encourage a loved one to leave an abusive partner, we have to encourage our country to step away from toxic leadership. This isn't about political parties. It's about safeguarding our democracy, our values, and our future against a truly toxic being and movement. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to the officers who defended the Capitol with their lives, to the children separated from their parents, and to all who've suffered under policies driven by self-interest rather than the common good. So, as we reflect on these parallels before the election, let's commit to action in our own lives and our own country, educating ourselves, facing the reality of what our nervous system tells us feels right or feels wrong, challenging misinformation, supporting leaders who demonstrate integrity and empathy, and voting with conscience. By so doing, we don't only protect ourselves, but we protect our future, our country, and our planet. Thank you for joining me in a conversation different than the ones that I usually offer but such an incredibly important one, because love and safety is at stake in our country now. Thank you so much, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast.
And that's it for today's episode of Deeper Dating. Be sure to go to deeperdatingpodcast.com as Ken has a few more gifts for you. Then join us on the next episode.